And welcome back to another episode of the Current TV Podcast. My name is Jasmine.
And I'm Carly, and today we're going to talk about the pilot episode of this new CBS series, Supergirl, which aired on October 26th on CBS. So, where should we start? It stars Melissa Benoist, who was on Glee.
She's plays the main role of the show. She's Supergirl, who's actually Superman's
cousin, I believe. Yeah. And but she goes by the alias of Kara Danvers when she's on planet Earth. So basically, it starts out with her getting sent to Earth to look out for her cousin Superman when they're like children. But what ends up happening is she gets stuck on this like mysterious planet where she doesn't age. And then somehow she gets dislodged and ends up coming to Earth. So Superman has this like whole like career of saving people, and then she comes and she's actually older, but now she's like younger than he is because she didn't age for
a while. Yeah, he's grown up over all the time that she's spent on this planet.
Which was about like 10 years, I think.
And finally, when she comes back to Earth, he finds her and rescues her. And her job, her mission, I guess, is already complete because he's already lived his life.
Yeah, she was supposed to take care of him and, like, watch out for him. But so she comes to Earth and she ends up moving in with the same family that took care of Superman when he, like, first got there. Yeah. And they actually have a daughter around the same age.
Alex.
Alex, who's played by Kyler Lee. So then it like fast forwards like a bunch, and it shows Kara working in this like big like office as like an assistant, just like getting coffee.
To the newspaper.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny how that was like so similar to like Spider-Man and the whole idea of like.
Believe it or not, I have never been into like superhero stuff, so I've never seen any of the don't hate me.
Oh my god.
I've never seen any of Superman stuff or Spider-Man. I know. Sorry. But okay, so she has this friend Wynn, played by Jeremy Jordan, who is in Smash and is a big Broadway star whom I love.
You can kind of see that he has a crush on her at the beginning. And I can't wait to see how they're love story kind of plays out, especially because Jeremy Jordan, Mecca Brooks is James Olsen, who like kind of messes with that kind of
triangle, there's I guess. Yeah, there's kind of a connection between him and Kara. But so basically she's like with her friend Wynn at work, and then she's telling him how she's gonna go on this date. So then it like goes to a scene where she's in her apartment and she has Alex there, and she's like trying to figure out what she's gonna wear, you know, normal like sister bonding. And then Alex is like, oh, I have this flight to Geneva, I have to leave soon. And Kara talks about like all this stuff about how she like doesn't even know if she's still able to use her powers because she hasn't used them in so long. For instance, like flying. Wouldn't it be awesome to fly? I think it'd be awesome to fly. And so Kara goes on the date, and it was awful. And I think
she ends up at a bar alone.
Yeah,
and sees on the television that a flight to Geneva is going down. I guess.
Yeah, like I think the engine fails.
Yeah, and so Supergirl immediately tries to save the plane because Alex is in the plane.
Yeah,
and
so she does save the plane, and then she's sort of like basking in the glory, and then like the day after, like everyone's talking about it, of course it's all over the news, but they don't know who this unidentified quote Supergirl is. But so she ends up telling Wynn because it gets to be like too much. She's like, I have to tell someone, and she trusts him, and then he helps her with her costume, which is like this cute little like skirt. You know, it has, like, the signature, like, S on the front of her, like, blue thing.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of corny, the whole process of her becoming Supergirl. But I guess if you're into, the whole corny thing, then you would like this. You would like that yeah. process. But she slowly she slowly starts
transitioning into
regaining her powers and regaining control of them.
And she starts doing small tasks of saving
people. Rescuing people from a bank robbery or a fire or something. Or even a cat from a tree.
Yeah.
And Alex warns her against it.
Uh-huh. She tries to stop her. Because she kind of thought it would be dangerous to, attract attention to herself in that way, especially if people found out if it was her. But speaking of danger, so they show this, scene with this, really creepy dude who he, then realizes an alien. And he's, talking about how, he's gonna, destroy her because he's watching the news of this female superhero and he's and so then she's out doing one of her little missions and she ends up getting shot with darts and she wakes up in this
and it turns out that Alex is actually working for this program.
It's called the Department of Extra Normal Operations
to shield the planet from extraterrestrials, or in this case, I guess, Supergirl.
So, and they're just, monitoring, their presence on Earth. But so it turns out that when Kara left her planet, she brought with her somehow, an alien prison.
So it turns out the planet that she was stuck in, where she, no time passed, was where Krypton, the planet that she came from, kept all the prisoners.
Yeah.
And so when she was dislodged, all the prisoners were dislodged.
And so now they're on Earth as well, which explains the creepy alien dude that wants to destroy her.
Yeah.
But so then let's talk about how she gets sent a message. It was via a wavelength that she could hear because, she's an alien.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
warning her not to keep doing what she's doing, showing her powers and trying to, save people. And it's from the same alien guy who's trying to stop her.
His name is Vartox.
Yeah. And so she calls upon her sister to help her fight back this... Bartox guy.
Because she actually, goes to fight him.
Yeah. And they work together, and they actually defeat him,
which was a great action scene. He hit her with his axe, and then, from, that, they could somehow, track him.
Mm-hmm.
So then, she fought him again, and then he ended up killing himself. But...
Yeah.
Not before warning Kara of what was to come. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Sounds bad.
He would rather kill himself than them taking him as prisoner because he didn't want to reveal any of the secrets that he knew, which I thought was really interesting. So you kind of know that he's working for someone else. There's a bigger...
Yeah, so let's talk about that person.
Yeah.
Or at least we think it is.
It's her mom's twin sister.
Evil twin sister.
Yeah, who's... who, I guess, is in control of all these prisoners and is trying to...
Yeah, so she's trying to kill her niece.
Yeah, she's trying to destroy planet Earth, I guess.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to have to hide her powers anymore from people.
Yeah. Okay, so that's basically what happened in the pilot episode. Let's talk about some certain things that we noticed. For instance, they didn't really introduce Superman at all.
Okay, I'm gonna... This is my mini rant about the show Supergirl. I do not like this show. This show, they didn't show Superman.
Now, that could be because of, licensing things. And
that's stupid. Why would you start a show called Supergirl without the licensing from Superman?
And that's a very good point.
And then they call Jimmy Olsen James Olsen because they don't have the licensing to his name. And then everything that she does is just too corny and just not the usual superhero routine. I know that superheroes are somewhat corny at times.
Yeah.
But it was just too much for me to handle all at once.
I mean, it's nice that we now have, like, the female, like, young female superhero to potentially be a role model.
So I
feel like that's kind of what they were trying to do with this show.
And I she's a strong feminine character, I guess. Yeah. But it was just not working for me. I didn't like it. I just didn't think that, even like sometimes in very corny superhero shows or movies, they make up for it with action scenes and fighting scenes. But the fighting scenes just weren't that good, and it was just obviously choreographed, and it didn't really put anyone on edge, I guess. It was just okay.
Well, I think thus far, the viewers have liked it for the most part.
Mixed ratings.
Yeah. we know how Jasmine feels. So I guess we'll just have to see if other people are willing to be keeping up with the Kryptonians. Okay, so catch us next time on Current TV News. Jasmine is dying over here of laughter. Okay.
Thanks for listening.